and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 21st of December, 2007. It's the birthday of the man responsible for more human deaths than anyone else in history, about 20 million people, Joseph Stalin, born in the Russian colony of Georgia in 1879, who was an avid reader. He liked Zola and Hemingway, and James Fenimore Cooper loved The Last of the Mohicans. Sometimes he liked to dress up as an Indian to entertain guests at parties. 1913, the very first crossword puzzle appeared in the New York World. It was the invention of a journalist named Arthur Wynn, who called it a word cross, but the typesetter made a mistake and printed it as crossword, and that's the name that stuck. It's the birthday of the novelist and journalist Dame Rebecca West, born in London, 1892. Her best-known book, Black Lamb and Grey Falcon, a history of Yugoslavia, which argued that the source of World War II lay in the defeat of the Balkan Christians by the Ottoman Turks 550 years before. It's the birthday of the screenwriter Frances Goodrich, born in Belleville, New Jersey, 1890, who, along with her husband, wrote screenplays for Seven Brides for Seven Brothers and the Thin Man movies and It's a Wonderful Life. It's the birthday of Anthony Powell, born in London, 1905, wrote the longest novel in the English language, A Dance to the Music of Time, A Million Words, which he typed out on an old typewriter at a card table in his rather small bedroom. It's the birthday of essayist Edward Hoagland, born in New York City, 1932. It's the birthday of the founder of the Mothers of Invention, Frank Zappa, born in Baltimore in 1940, who started out playing atonal classical music on his electric guitar and said he hoped to make sounds that would cause people to run out of the room the moment they heard it. It was on this day in 1937, Walt Disney came out with a movie that some people called Disney's Folly. He'd put 750 animators on the payroll to make a feature-length cartoon. Critics said it would be too long. Nobody'd want to sit through the whole thing. They thought the bright Technicolor would only hurt people's eyes. Disney's own wife, Lillian, told him no one's ever going to pay a dime to see a dwarf picture. But Disney believed in it. He mortgaged his house to invest in it, and Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs had its premiere in Los Angeles, 1937, on this day, and became the highest-grossing film of the year, and inspired MGM to go out and make The Wizard of Oz. Here's a poem for today by Kirsten Dierking, entitled Orange Alert. Today the sparrows are wheeling about, starving after too many days of sub-zero weather. I go outside to fill the feeder. I feel uneasy. The fate of all this delicate life in the air above us. Great oaks push their limbs through gray sky. I raise my arms high like branches, press against the threat of storms. A bird flies toward the window glass, but turns aside at the last moment. Orange Alert by Kirsten Dierking from Northern Oracle, published by Spout Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. And by Fox Home Entertainment, presenting Once, the tale of a serendipitous meeting on the streets of Dublin between an Irish busker and a poor Czech immigrant, sparking a bond that plays out in this music film on DVD now. Produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shovanik. Be well, Do good work and keep in touch.